But yes, they do get together, and sometimes when things get scary, they really do things. So say, take the Trilateral Commission. The one publication of theirs which really is interesting and worth reading. This is the commission that was put together by David Rockefeller around 1973, and it's one of the ones that people refer to when they talk about this, secret nexus of rulers and so on. Although, as I say, it's mostly a bore. But in 1975, the first publication was very interesting, and I'd urge you to read it if you haven't done it. It's called The Crisis of Democracy. And it's very much in line with the kind of stuff I was talking about before. Remember, this is the first getting together after the 60s. Okay, all this ferment went on in the 60s, which, women and minorities and all kind of people are supposed to be kept in their place were suddenly trying to get into the public arena and do something about their interests. And that, again, drove people crazy, just as did the working class struggles in the 30s. So here you have a gathering of elites. Trilateral means United States, Europe, and Japan. So these are elite elements, mostly liberal, on the liberal side, incidentally. Like, if you look at the composition, it's roughly speaking, around Carter Democrats. In fact, the whole Carter administration, including Carter himself, was drawn from this group. That's roughly the complexion, both in all three of the countries. And they were concerned about what they called the crisis of democracy. And it's interesting to read what they said, because at that point they were concerned. The crisis of democracy is the fact that normally passive and marginalized parts of the population, the overwhelming majority, are suddenly trying to get into the public arena to press their demands. Well, like if you believe the stuff they teach you in civics classes, that's supposed to be democracy. But if you're smart enough to have made it to Harvard, you know that that's the crisis of democracy and we got to stop it. And in fact, the American rapporteur, the guy who wrote the U.S. part of it, is a professor at Harvard. Shortly after, he got one of my favorite titles. He was called Professor of the Science of Government at Harvard. I've always liked that one. Sam Huntington, yeah. I think he's now a university professor or something. But he wrote the American side of this trilateral thing. But the others are more or less the same. I don't mean to suggest he's different. I think he's a kind of like a New Deal Democrat or something, probably, isn't he? Something like that. Is it like this, we're not talking about Jesse Helms, okay? This is in fact, he gave his ideal, described the good old days, sort of let his hair down a little. He said in the good old days, he said before the crisis of democracy, he said Truman had been, this is almost a quote, Truman had been able to run the country with the help of a few Wall Street lawyers and financiers. Okay, that's that alleged conspiracy you're talking about. Of course, he's exaggerating. It wasn't just Truman and a bunch of Wall Street lawyers and financiers. But that's the image. That would be perfect. If we had that, there'd be no crisis of democracy. But when you have women and blacks and young people and old people and farmers and all these scum trying to get into the public arena, yeah, that's a problem. Exactly the problem that Madison worried about, in fact. So you got to somehow marginalize them. All right, in this case, they were public. I mean, it is public in a way. I mean, that is, you can read it. You got to work a little to find it, and it's worth reading. But most of the stuff is very boring. It's like the literature of social science. It's hard work. I mean, you got to do it if you feel a duty.